Hello, everybody. This is Ron Amatron from the Creation Light Shift. And our topic tonight is about entities. So basically, it's if you're not home, then who is? And that's our topic today. And we'll be describing different scenarios on how we get out of our body and how entities are perceived in us. So, and what to look for. It's going to be a very interesting show. So you want to stay tuned because you're going to learn quite a bit. So, Sylvia, are you on hand here?
I'm here, and hello and welcome, everybody. Thanks for being with us tonight. And we've had a great week so far this week. We've talked about opening our hearts so that we can connect with our spirit and how the spirit resides in heart energy and not in the mind. And we talked about consciously communicating with our spirit and learning to listen to the still, small voice within. And we went over ways to deepen that connection. And last night we had a wonderful time talking about ascension and in order for ascension to occur, how the ego really needs to surrender its power and control and turn the reins over to our divine spirit so we can really move out of that fear-based consciousness and into the higher consciousness of love and light. And then as Ron said a moment ago, we're going to talk tonight about if you're not home, who is? And that's probably one of the most important aspects of the ascension process, and that's the reclaiming of our full spiritual power and life force and fully integrating, you know, our spiritual energy 100% within our bodies so that we can really resonate with these new energies that we're feeling now and that are coming stronger and stronger to us and eventually be able to live in this new universal vibrational setting. So if you are new to us, you may not be familiar with the light being on the screen and having that in front of you while you listen to the show. So what you can do is just click on to Creation Light Ship Healing on the BBS schedule for Saturday. And that'll take you to our page, and you'll scroll down a bit, and you'll see a beautiful picture of a light being from the Creation Light Ship. And that's a wonderful thing to have in front of you because Ron will be activating her and bringing that divine presence into your living room or wherever you're sitting. And you can also bring up the fast chat, which is a great way to stay in touch with us during the hour. And it's very easy to do. You just click on right underneath the light being picture, I believe, is where you can click on to the red line that says Quick Chat Live with Ron and Sylvia. And right below that it says BBS Fast Chat. Just click on that, and that brings up a window. And you can just type in your name and whatever question you have or comment you have, and we'll try to get to as many of those through the hour as we can. And lastly, as usual, this show is about live healings, and there'll be many beautiful experiences for you to have tonight to develop a deeper connection with your own divinity through those healings. So we're very glad to be here, and let's start our hour by turning it over to Ron to talk more about this subject of the entities.
Okay, so I'm going to first talk about scenarios that we probably all deal with. And this is with people, but we'll just talk about a really close friends and maybe even children that we may have. So here's a typical scenario for everyone. And this, you probably know somebody like this, and it could even be, you know, with you. We'll just talk, say that people that you know have a child, and they raise a child, and they give it all the love that they can possibly give. And they teach it their moral conditioning. And then all of a sudden the child maybe gets, maybe say in the teenage years, and they start taking drugs. And all of a sudden the parents are kind of beside themselves because the child's not conforming to the way of life that they taught them. And this is very, very sad. And what happens is the parent looks upon their child and wonders, why is Johnny doing what they're doing? Why doesn't Johnny listen to me any longer? There must be some type of problem with him. Maybe it's the influences around him. So the parents then decide to maybe move from their present location to somewhere else where the child is released from the influences of their friends. But the child, poor Johnny, stays the same. And now the parents lecture Johnny, and they tell Johnny not to do this, you know, get off your drugs. And they realize that, maybe not really realize it, but they know that Johnny is not the way Johnny used to be. Well, that's mainly because Johnny now has entities. And so the loved one that they knew, that they held so precious and raised, all of a sudden is like a whole different person. And what happens is we hold our physical body and the ones around us, we know the body because it is biological to us. And the body we think is that person that we raised. But once an entity comes into that person, there's really not much hope unless the entities are taken out. And so if luckily they haven't done any brain damage and have tons of addictions, you may be able to save that person. But if they do have all these addictions, what happens is the entities that the person attracts will be doing these addictions continuously. And so who you're really talking to, who you communicate with, who you actually see is the physical body that you used to think was Johnny, but now it's taken over and Johnny is no longer Johnny. And this is the most heartbreaking situation, and people don't understand this, that who they're dealing with really is not the same person that they raised. And so, unfortunately, this is kind of the way entities work. So if Johnny, we'll say, got onto some type of hard drug, we'll just say illegal drug, and he kept taking drugs, and what happens is that will attract entities that like that particular drug. So Johnny could have thousands of entities in him who will just say likes to, say, take cocaine, okay? And at that point, you know, you can lecture Johnny, he can go to treatment centers, but if the entities are not released from him, these entities, since they like Johnny and like being in the body of Johnny, will continuously want to take cocaine. And all the mental programming and schooling and detoxifications really are not going to help him until those entities are released from him. The way you tell with anybody, if they're actually home in their body, like we said, if you're not home, who is to first look in the eyes of the person. Now, when the spirit that is supposed to be in the body is home, your eyes will become very bright and shiny, and they'll actually emit light out of them. Now, when the person is not home, the eyes will start to look more dulled out, might look kind of lifeless. It depends how much they're in their body. A person who's in their body, probably 10% or less, they're going to have really covered up, clouded eyes, and they may look kind of scary to you. And this is just an indication that this person that you knew is not there. Now, when entities come into your body, the memory of the communication aspect that normally you would record mentally normally gets taken away from them. It is recorded, you know, deep in your consciousness, but typically they may not remember what you said. And so that type of person may forget things a lot, may promise to be somewhere, but all of a sudden time flies by and they don't show up. And it gets to be very, very frustrating, especially to a parent who keeps lecturing to their children about not doing something. So I hope this really helps you understanding what entities can do to influence the physical body. And remember, it's like a slot machine. You keep pulling the handle, and who's coming up? You know, is Johnny going to eventually come up that you originally knew, that you raised possibly, or the friend of yours, your best friend? Or maybe it could be someone that maybe you were married to that you divorced or something, and you know that they changed personalities. And so the entities will do what they wish to do in the body, and each entity that comes in will have its complete, in a sense, videotape, DVD, if you would, with their whole lifespan of body hopping. So they can change personalities. They can start doing weird things that are not normal for that person who initially used to be in the body. And this is the most disturbing thing. So naturally, you probably have heard of people that have been maybe out bar hopping, and all of a sudden they wind up in jail, and they get asked a question, why did you do that night? You know, and they go, well, I didn't know what I did. Well, that's because the person was not in their body. And it's not necessarily their fault, just that their fault is the fact that they weren't sober, we'll say, enough to be in their body. But what happened after that, the situation of drinking too much or whatever, at that point they were taken over, you could use the word possessed, and they're not accountable then for their consciousness, and the entity will do whatever it chooses to do to have fun with your body. So this is kind of the way the situation goes. There's really no spiritual jail for these entities. They just go from one body to the next, doing their addictions with people. So like I said, I hope this helps you understand the situation. And all of us have entities that come into us. They're very strong here on this planet. And these emotional bodies of people who passed over just are not released enough to get rid of all of them. So this is why you need to continuously call your spirit back to you. And like we said in other shows, the reason why you leave your body is through any type of energy that you're dealing with or going through that is not of love. So if you get angry with somebody, if you get physically hurt, any type of pain that you're experiencing, your spirit doesn't know about that, and a little part of it will leave you. And then naturally, after maybe years of time, you get dwindled down. And some, this is why I say most people are only 20% in their body, and the other 80% are entities. So this is why I do clearings with people all the time, so that you can get in your body more, to become more responsible. And you must be in your body for the ascension process to change frequencies. Your spirit is what's with you to do this process. So I hope that helps some of you here. And we'll be doing some clearings in a little bit. Anything that we need to talk about, Sylvia, that I haven't covered or that might be on the fast chat here?
Well, we do have a request on the fast chat to have a sample of the entity clearing. So maybe we can start with that, and then we'll just talk more about it in a little bit.
Okay, so what we're going to do is have the light ship help us with this here. This is also called soul retrieval. So this process is really pretty simple to do. We're just going to now, and I'll just walk you through this here so you have information yourself on how to do this here. What you want to do is call upon your own spirit that resides in your heart center to release the entities that are in the body. And remember, there could be thousands of them. And some can be attached to you, taking your energy from you, and some can be actually inside of your consciousness. So regardless, they shouldn't be there to begin with. So you're going to now command your spirit, and you can do this out loud if you wish, to release entities. So what it's going to be doing is actually pushing out, if you were to use those terminologies, these words, to get rid of the entities that are inside of your body. And once they're released, and it may not be all of them naturally, it may only be 10%, but once your spirit does enough work, then we're going to call back to you your spirit fragments. So your spirit's going to be calling back these energies to you. But remember, these entities, I mean, these spirits left you because they were in fear and trauma and physical pain. So you have to have them cleansed before they come back into your body. According to them, from their standpoint, they've been here, done that, and they don't want to go into any more trauma. That's why they left you. So I'm going to be doing this process right now. I hope this is clear to everybody. And this you want to do daily, maybe three times a day, to get cleared out more. And then we'll do another process of increasing your life force energy to help you out also. So we're going to now start releasing entities from you. And if you have a mirror, you might want to check the way your eyes look right now. And they may become brighter and shinier in this process. So we're now doing an entity releasement, getting rid of these entities from you. And they're just leaving your body now because they can't be there. Remember, these entities have no spiritual energy to live on. And so they need a host, and your body is a host because it has a spirit in your body which will give this emotional energy energy to live on. So we're like their food source in a sense. And so it needs this energy to live. And they're the responsibility of the earth spirit, and for some reason So your spirit is probably doing all that it can to release these, but so far, you know, it's not very effective. And so humanity is just flooded with all these energies. So we're still doing some releasing here. And if you notice, if you go to, like, the post office, and you look at the different snapshots of people who are maybe on the most wanted list or whatever, and you look at their faces, they're always, like, dull and lifeless through their eyes. There's nothing home. And you can look at that. And if you haven't seen those pictures, just to look at it, and you're going to notice that these people aren't home. And it's very unfortunate that these poor physical bodies are imprisoned because of something that they have done that really the body maybe not have wanted to do to begin with. And the person is not home naturally, so they have entities, and the entities now are just playing around with this body. And the spirit is probably on the outside of it, beside itself, wanting to go into this body to live out its lifetime, but the entities are there. So ideally, everyone in prison should have an entity release so they can become more conscious. And at that point, they may not even know what they've done, why they're in jail. If you ask some people, they say, I didn't do that. And that's true. Was talking to you did not do it. Some entity did. So this may have a different frame of reference for you. And then there are people who, and we're still doing a clearing for everyone, and then there are people who want to have justice. And so, you know, maybe their son or daughter got into a car wreck by a drunk driver, or maybe they have physical problems for life, and they want to have this person put away in jail for the rest of their life, too, or maybe even worse. And it was probably an entity who did it. And once they get that justice, they still never recuperate or come out of this process of their anger because it didn't really close anything with them, which is another sad state of affairs because, you know, entities are out there doing this these dirty deeds, and this is what happens. So just kind of know that what happens normally is not the person that you knew or whoever was in the body at the time. And the person could have been just a wonderful person until this scenario happened. So you all feel pretty good right now. And we're going to call back your spirit now and have it cleansed. And I'm going to count to 10 as your spirit re-enters your physical body. Most spirits will come in through the crown chakra and the heart chakra. Whatever way they want to come in is their choice here. So here we go. Just sit back and relax. Nothing for you to do at all. So here comes more of your spirit. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And do some more clearing of your spirit as we're bringing more of it back to you. Here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And bringing back more of your spirit. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And one more time, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. We're going to do some more entity clearing now, and you all feel pretty nice. Energy went up probably double from what you were when we first started this show here. Okay, and bring in more of your spirit now. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And one more. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. So if you've been out of your body quite a bit or a large percentage, you may feel your body tingling now. You might feel more warmth in your body. So what we're going to do at this point is bring your spirit in through your feet. And this way you can have more spirit energy in the lower parts of your body. And it will also help you with healing your lower parts of your body because your spirit normally doesn't want to go down into your legs. So just sit here. Just feel your energy in your body. And we're going to bring in your spirit in through your feet. So some people get a little dizzy during this process, but after a few moments, it'll be okay. So we're going to come out of your body and command your spirit in through your feet. So we're going in your body now through your feet, ankles, knees, waist, solar plexus, and coming out and coming in again, bottom of your feet and ankles, knees, waist, and coming out and coming in and coming out and in and 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 out and now back in. There we go. So just kind of sit back and relax here. I'll put some music on so you can contemplate how you feel here. And just kind of do a body a scan and just see how you feel. Look at your eyes in the mirror, if you like, and just feel your beautiful spirit being with you now. Do an exercise, and this is a way also to get yourself more into your body. So what I'd like everyone to do now is kind of put your hands in front of you, kind of like you're going to be doing a prayer, and have your hands in front of your chest here, and you're going to move your hands apart. Remember, your palms are facing each other. Go about body width and just move your hands in slowly. And you may start to feel an invisible ball tension there. And just let your body have this experience here, because your body knows exactly where this energy is. So it's not really a mental exercise. It's more of a physical transformation here of energy. And you're going to actually feel the ball tension kind of being bounced off your fingers here and your palm of your hands. And we're going to do an affirmation out loud, and I think Sylvia may type it into the fast chat here, which is very easy. I now increase my life force energy. And so by doing this here, what you're going to be doing is calling your spirit more into your body. And we'll do it out loud. And each time you say it out loud, you want to move your hands in and then move them out further and come in each time and say it out loud and move it in. So here we go. So move your hands apart. And now say, I now increase my life force energy. And now bring your hands in over again. And we'll do this again here. I now increase my life force energy. And again, I now increase my life force energy. And again, I now increase my life force energy. And again, I now increase my life force energy. 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 And you should find that your hands are now alongside of you. And it should be like waving in the wind here. So we'll do it five more times to really plug people in. I now increase my life force energy. 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 There. So you may feel your body heating up right now. That's normally what happens for most people. If you feel any tingles, too, that's energy coming into where your body did not have your spirit residing. So you're now having a lot more life force energy for healing coming into you. So what we'll do now, since we're really charged up, we're going to do the drop down from your mind to your heart. In a sense, we're going to be having your ego connect with your heart center, surrender to your heart, so you can have your own spiritual guidance where your spirit resides. So we're going to have you just sit back and relax, and nothing for you to do, and you may want to just kind of visualize, but not meditate. Just visualize your forehead being the 10th floor, like an elevator room, and you're going down now to the first floor in your heart. So we'll be dropping down now with our awakening consciousness. So here we go. Dropping down, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. And 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. And again, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. There we go. So we'll just put some more music on here. Now you should be in your heart center. You may feel different, like you're really heart-centered and connect now with your spirit to get your own spiritual information. Remember, the information from your spirit does not reside in your head. It's in your heart center. Entities go to your mind, go to your head. So you want to connect there with your heart. A small, still, quiet voice. Thank you. we'll just talk about these entities, okay? Like I said previously, these entities are emotional bodies of people who passed on. Now, these were created by the Earth Spirit so that the Earth Spirit will be able to sense how much love there is on this planet through emotions, okay? Remember, the Earth Spirit was created and this planet was created in love energy, love and light. And unfortunately, through these eons of times and this infiltration of the dark side, these entities, emotional bodies, have somehow been led astray and sometimes are not allowed to go back to the Earth Spirit by the dark side's agenda. So they're like around here continuously in our energy fields. And so basically you have to command them back to the Earth Spirit, have the Earth Spirit take them from the energies that you release. And so basically they're not necessarily bad, but, you know, as they go through many, many experiences of life, they could have went through, you know, 10,000 bodies before they come to you. And each one of these bodies that they lived with for a while had certain talents and maybe addictions. And so this is why people have addictions here, is because of the entities normally. Remember, your spirit just came in to work with your body for healing. And it also is here to experience through love manifestations through you. So there's no such thing as the karmic wheel that we have here. That's created by the dark side. The light never created this karmic wheel of reincarnation. The reincarnation process from the divine is only one time on one planet. So that's your incarnation. You go someplace, you're there once, and then you leave. Because you're here to experience the vastness of the whole universe. Except the dark side trapped everybody here. I use the song, you know, by the Eagles, Hotel California. And one of the phrases in the song is that, you know, we are programmed to receive. You can check out anytime you like, but you can never leave. So if you've heard that song, that will kind of ring a bell to you. And this is the way the earth plane is here. And so the darkness actually takes away and lives on your emotional energy too. So it needs a lot more emotional density around here to play havoc with your physical body through emotions to get more energy. So basically good emotions or bad emotions are all the same. It's all energy. It depends how you look at it. But the energy itself can be used by the darkness. And we'll go a little bit further here on entities. Let's just say that you're watching the news on TV. And like just recently, we've had the problem with that bridge collapsing in Minnesota. So this bridge, as people tune into it, you may be an empath, and you might sense some of that pain from people there. You might be able to read their energies. And at that point, you open yourself up to bringing in maybe some of these people that possibly died in this process. And so you have taken on their emotional energy, and just maybe, but normally not, maybe their spirit, okay? Remember, the spirit normally always leaves at the funeral process, but for sure the emotional body does not. And so you may have attracted this energy to you just from watching TV. And let's just say that you're also watching a program on TV, and maybe you're seeing some type of scenario, maybe of a war scene that we see quite often, and you may be seeing people laying in the street, you know, in their situations of being dead. I won't get into any other graphics here, but you see that and you go, oh my God, that poor person. So again, you open yourself up and that emotional body says, oh man, you know, I don't know where to go to, and here's an open channel. They have sympathy for me and I'm now in their body. So that happens. Another scenario would be you're watching TV and maybe you tune on the TV and you're seeing some poor animal being killed or tortured or something and it dies. Or you go to the movies and you see this situation. Well, maybe you're taking on an energy from an animal. So what we're going to do for people is a healing on this here. So we're first going to do a healing for people who have been empathic and maybe they've taken on energies of animals. So this is kind of another way of looking at entities. But they should not be with you, these emotional bodies. And it could even be some of their spirits with you. Remember, the animals are a little different than what we are. So here we go. We're going to go back 1 year in time here. And we're going to go back 12 months. So just sit back and relax. We'll just go to the chakras. This is the way the light ship works to give us an indication of what they're doing. So we're going to be releasing entities from you. So this will be 12 months ago. So sixth chakra cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. Remember, these are for animals. Next year back, sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. Next year back, 10th month, 6th cleared, 5th cleared, 4th cleared, 3rd cleared, 2nd cleared, 1st cleared. 9 months back, 6th cleared, 5th cleared, 4th cleared, 3rd cleared, 2nd cleared, 1st cleared. 8 months, 6th cleared, 5th cleared, 4th cleared, 3rd cleared, 2nd cleared, 1st cleared. 7 months, 6th cleared, 5th cleared, 4th cleared, 3rd cleared, 2nd cleared, 1st cleared. 6 months, 6th cleared, 5th cleared, 4th cleared, 3rd cleared, 2nd cleared, 1st cleared. 5 months, 6th cleared, 5th cleared, 4th cleared, 3rd cleared, 2nd cleared, 1st cleared. 4 months. 6th clear, 5th clear, 4th clear, 3rd clear, 2nd clear, 1st cleared. 3 months, 6th clear, 5th clear, 4th clear, 3rd clear, 2nd clear, 1st cleared. 2 months, 6th clear, 5th clear, 4th clear, 3rd clear, 2nd clear, 1st cleared. 1 month, 6th clear, 5th clear, 4th clear, 3rd clear, 2nd clear, 1st cleared. And from there to right now, in the present, 6th clear, 5th clear, 4th clear, 3rd clear, 2nd clear, and 1st cleared. Okay. If any of you had any chills going through your body or you feel a little bit different right now, you were just hanging on to some poor maybe spirit from an animal, or maybe their emotional body was with you and now it's released, okay? I'm going to do the same process for entities that maybe you have taken on by being an empath, feeling sorry for something that maybe you've seen on TV, okay? So here we go, same process, and this is for human life forms. So here we go. These are ones that were in trauma that you have experienced, okay, looking through your eyes. So here we go. 6th cleared, 5th cleared, 4th cleared, 3rd cleared, 2nd cleared, 1st cleared, 11 months. 6th cleared, 5th cleared, 4th cleared, 3rd cleared, 2nd cleared, 1st cleared, 10 months ago. 6th cleared, 5th cleared, 4th cleared, 3rd cleared, 2nd cleared, 1st cleared, 9 months. 6th cleared, 5th cleared, 4th cleared, 3rd cleared, 2nd cleared, 1st cleared, 8 months. 6th cleared, 5th cleared, 4th cleared, 3rd cleared, 2nd cleared, 1st cleared, 7 months. 6th cleared, 5th cleared, 4th cleared, 3rd cleared, 2nd cleared, 1st cleared, 6 months. 6th cleared, 5th cleared, 4th cleared, 3rd cleared, 2nd cleared, 1st cleared, 5 months. 6th cleared, 5th cleared, 4th cleared, 3rd cleared, 2nd cleared, 1st cleared, 4 months. 6th cleared, 5th cleared, 4th cleared, 3rd cleared, 2nd cleared, 1st cleared, 3 months. 6th cleared, 5th cleared, 4th cleared, 3rd cleared, 2nd cleared, 1st cleared, 2 months. 6th cleared, 5th cleared, 4th cleared, 3rd cleared, 2nd cleared, 1st cleared, 1 month. 6th cleared, 5th cleared, 4th cleared, 3rd cleared, 2nd cleared, 1st cleared. And from there to now, in the moment, 6th cleared, 5th cleared, 4th cleared, 3rd cleared, 2nd cleared, and 1st cleared. Okay, just sit back kind of and relax now. And you probably are feeling the energies moving in your body. So we'll just allow you to sit with that and to know more of your spirit now as you have these energies released from you. So let's put some music on here, and you can experience being more whole and complete now in your body. doing, Sylvia?
Doing great. So I was wondering, as we were doing that last clearing, I thought of the the 9/11 incident that happened and how most people watch those scenes over and over again. Is there a clearing that can be done just to clear that from people?
Yeah, I normally do a pretty complex one here where I go back and really fine-tune into that. But, yeah, I'll just do a real quick basic clearing on that.
Just on what people watched, if they picked up any entities at that time.
Yeah, we'll see what we can do here. So we'll just do the what you've seen on TV during that process of watching the planes, hitting the towers here. So, like I said, I do a session that probably takes about an hour to do this release completely, but we'll do some work here. So here we go. So this will be at 9/11 here. So here we go. What we're going to do is a clearing for the first half an hour of this scenario, okay? So here we go. We'll do 10 minutes at a time here. So I'll break this down into three segments. So the first segment here, so sixth chakra cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, and first cleared. And next segment, sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. And the last segment, sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, and first cleared. There we go. So that may have some relief for some of you out there to take away some of that heartache that you may have. When I'm in New York, I do this session for people. I charge $20 for this clearing, and it's just quite wonderful. I get a lot of people coming to me at my booth there to have the energies released from them. It's pretty emotional for almost everybody. So
maybe we can go back and just talk a little bit about more about what it is that the different things that keep people out of the body in the first place and some of the things that can be done about that. We talked a little bit about drugs and medicines that, have a mind-altering nature and how that will drive the spirit from the body. And touched upon a little bit about the fragments of spirit leaving from pain and trauma, either physical pain or emotional pain and trauma. But maybe we can talk a little bit more about that. I know that that's a subject near and dear to your heart, Ron, as far as the emotional clearings and what that addresses.
Okay, so as Sylvia said, yeah, drugs, anything that alters your mind will take you out of your body. Remember, your spirit's here to be creative with you, to be fully conscious. So anything that you take that does that, you're basically not responsible for your body any longer because your spirit left. You know, it's kind of that old thing they used to see on TV years ago. They showed a little angel on one side of you and the devil on the other, you know. And that could be, kind of viewed that way. When you're not home as the angel, then the devil comes in, you know. So anyway, you may remember that in cartoons years and years ago. But basically, drugs that alter your mind, you're out of your body. If you look at somebody, if you go to a hospital and they're on drugs, their eyes are glossed over. And then as they their body gets moved, maybe they're sleeping somewhat or dozing off, and then as they kind of push a little bit, you'll see their eyes open up and they're glossed over. And then within probably 10 seconds, they'll start to have more life to them. And that means that the spirit was out just not being there because there's no reason to be in your body if you're not conscious. And then your spirit will come in somewhat to see what's going on to try to, override this, say, pain medicine or to override a drug that you've taken. Say marijuana or anything else that you've had. And in fact, if you notice, most people who used to smoke a lot of pot in the old days, if you look at them now, their eyes are always glossed over. And that was probably for about, say the last, since the middle 60s. So just look at somebody who's older and check their eyes out. And you can just see if they've taken drugs or not. It's very, very obvious because they're not home. And, you know, they're still living naturally, but their life probably is not the way it should have been or could have been if they wouldn't have taken drugs, you know, back, you know, say 40 years ago. So anyway, you could check that out for yourself. As far as physical pain, yes, your body, your spirit leaves you as long as you're in pain. Let's say that you happen to, let's just say you stepped on a nail, awful situation, and all of a sudden that pain comes. Well, part of you leaves, you know. It comes up moment by moment, a part of you, and it goes, oh, man, that's painful, I'm out of here. Next moment comes by, a part of you comes up, it's out of here. So maybe you're in pain for the first hour. At that point, you know, you're probably on the outside of yourself or you just took off completely. And then as the pain starts to subside, the spirit that's left in you will start to do the healing work. So you want to call yourself back. Unfortunately, the way it works when you're really in a lot of pain, your spirit is out of there and you don't have the healing that you could be using because your spirit can't live in that tremendous amount of pain because it's only love energy, love and light. So that's kind of the situation. Those are the main two reasons why we leave our body. Another way is people can astral project. So when you go out of your body at any time, that can be very dangerous as you are bringing more entities to yourself. I've worked with a lot of people who come to me and they say, I've been meditating for years, and their eyes are all glossy. And which means that they left their body to go out to some other universe or whatever to escape reality here. And their eyes are glossed over, and they just never came back home again. So what I do recommend, if you do meditation more than maybe 5 or 10 minutes, you want to make sure that you are in your body when you meditate. Because once you leave, then your body is an open vessel for entities to come in, and you want to be very careful. And you can ask your spirit to maybe seal your body, if it will do that for you. But once you're out of your body to escape reality here, in a sense, you know, you're not here to get the information. Remember, the information can come to you by being in your body, too, when you meditate. But I think most people use meditation for stress reduction. Instead of taking drugs, they'll meditate. The ones that do use meditation to get spiritual information, then I would suggest that you ask the information to come to you. It'll come to you just as easily as you going out. And that's very good, you know, to do it that way. As far as when you're sleeping, then at that point you are, you know, out of your body. Your spirit knows all the spiritual laws, how to protect your body, and it's gone. There's no reason to be with you because you're not awake to have it work through you in your daily life once you're sleeping. So, any other questions, Sylvia? Did that answer the questions that you thought I needed to do?
Yeah, let's talk also a little bit about the whole aspect of judgment and other discordant thoughts like anger and frustration and how that can actually drive the spirit away as well.
Yeah, so once you get mad at someone or even mad at yourself, at that point you're out of love energy, and that really draws in entities. Boy, they love to come in when you're angry. So a typical scenario would be you're angry at someone, and all these entities come in you because they want to live on your emotional energy. So when you're angry, man, it's really going great. So they're just filling up their batteries, you know, they're getting fully charged. And then they say, well, I know how to do this to this person. I know how to throw maybe a hammer at them or you know, maybe hit them or do something like that. So they're really charged up, and they can now, you know, work with your mind to see what your strengths are and also what they would like to do from other bodies that they were in. And they'll do that to the person maybe across from you. So then what happens is, to make it even worse, the entity goes, well, I now want to have this game, so I'm now going to leave the body that I'm in, number one body, and I'm now going to go into number two body. And I want to really push their buttons good and get them more upset, and now it's in body number two. Remember, you could have 1,000 of these things working with you. And then body number two gets upset at body number one, and then all of a sudden it jumps over, body hops now into body number one again and puts more flame to the fire. And if you notice after an argument, you know, which may last a few minutes to maybe, say, 10 minutes, hypothetically, you know. When you get done, you kind of feel drained. That's because your emotional energy got taken away from you. And the entity is very happy it left, it's fully charged up. Maybe it can go now live on your energy for maybe weeks or something like that. It doesn't need to go into any other body because it's fully charged up. So you just gave away your spiritual energy. So this is the kind of the way entities work. They're here to take our energies, to change our consciousness, to use us like a marionette to a puppet. And, you know, it just takes you off your spiritual path. So you definitely want to get into your body. And the main thing is, if nothing else, if you love your body enough to do the ascension process, which is what Jesus was here to teach, which is to take your body with you to a higher consciousness at the time of the ascension, which we call the universal shift, which the light ship is orchestrating. At that time, you're able to take your physical body with you with full consciousness in its divine perfection of wellness and go to another dimension and to live there with full consciousness. So this is the reward that you're having in this lifetime. So no other lifetime was available to us except for 2,000 years ago. And at that time, there was too many entities here, and the dark side was too strong. And Jesus even talked about the entities when he said, forgive them for what they don't know what they do. So that's entities, people being out of control with mind control and entities. So, they've been here since then and probably for a long, long period of time. So basically, this is about entities, and you want to get back into your body. It's up to you to do this. The earth spirit can't come to you and say, I'm going to take away the entities, because you have to do it yourself. The journey here is to do it yourself to get into your body. When you're physically born here, you're in your body. And as you get older, you leave your body through the school of hard knocks here. But it's still up to you to regain your spiritual identity of who you are. And this is where creation comes from you. Because your spirit has the divine energies working through heart energy to do your creations, your manifestations, your inventions, whatever. So this is when time stops for you, when you're in the flow of the divine energy. And only your spirit can bring it to you. Your mind cannot bring that energy to you. So what we'll do now is a little healing here. We can probably run over a little bit, I believe. So we'll see if Don comes on here in the next few minutes here. Let me know that we have to stop, but I think we're probably okay. So, like we said, scroll down on your screen to bring this beautiful light beam in front of you on the monitor. It's about an inch or so down on your scroll bar. And we're going to activate her. So she's going to come in, and she'll do some healings with you. And what we'll do also after this here is an emotional clearing for people. This is what I recommend everybody who is listening to do. It's the most beneficial thing that you can do for yourself in this lifetime. And the emotional clearing will clear away density stored inside of your body, which keeps you from being in the moment. Remember, you keep recycling your past. History always repeats itself. So look at this beautiful light beam as we're charging her up right now. And here we go. You're going to probably see the rays around her head change a little bit. The eyes will start to get a little brighter as she starts emitting this love energy from her, this white light energy. Remember, the light ship only works heart to heart. They don't work heart to mind. The mind is the energy is part of the matrix here to keep you trapped here. So the heart energy is what the light ship created for everything in the universe, which is love. So here we go. She's being activated now. And you may find her picture becoming a little more three-dimensional. So you can request healings inside of your head if you wish. Connect to your heart, though. Normally your mind is where you normally work at, but just start asking for healings. Connect to your heart center so that you can connect more fully with you and you can be with your spirit. And ask inside of your heart for some healings here. Ask for me one or two healings that you'd like to have. And here we go. Beautiful energy is coming to you now. And you may actually feel your heart getting warmer as she connects with you. Is through all heart-based healing. Of the emotional clearing for everyone here. So, this healing is instantaneous. It'll be probably about 90% completed. So we're going to go from this point in time back to your last birthday. This will take away traumas that are stored inside of your body, that are emotional traumas. This is stored inside of your spirit, inside of your emotional body, and also your physical body. Remember, you can't get well if you're carrying emotional density in your body, or also an emotional density in your emotional body, and also in your spirit. If your spirit is wounded, there's no way you're going to have any healing done. So here we go. Sixth chakra cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. Next year back, one full year. Sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. Next year back, sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. Next year back, sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, and first cleared. Okay, so just sit back now and maybe close your eyes. And you want to see how your body senses, feels the traumas that you've experienced maybe in the last couple of years. So just kind of look at something that happened to you in your life. and you should feel like it's separated from you, that it's kind of very distant from you, and that it shouldn't be haunting you any longer. So just look at something right now and see how your body is responding to this. Remember, this is not a mental exercise, because your mind cannot really go into the aspects of the emotions. Okay, you should feel a relief now. We'll do another clearing here. We're going to do a feeling body clearing. The last one was the emotional body. There's many bodies that are invisible that is here to help us, but they're invisible, and they do get connected to and clogged up of these densities of energy. So here we go. From this point in time, in the now, back to your last birthday. Sixth chakra cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. Next to your back. Sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. Next to your back. Sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. Next to your back. Sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. And one more year we'll do. Sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, and first cleared. So this is also another clearing. It's very similar to the emotional clearing, but it's slightly different. So you may feel a slight change in energy. And what I charge for these is $5 times your age. And if you're over 60 years of age, all the years above 60 are free to you. And these clearings take about an hour to do approximately. And it's a one-time clearing, and once you're cleared, then you're basically in the moment. And this clearing, you know, is the best thing that I can do for anybody listening on this program tonight, because it puts you right into the moment and your baggage is released from you. Remember, you're going through your whole lifetime trying to release baggage so you can live in the moment, so you don't keep recycling, you know, like going to the movie theater or the big cinema where you're seeing, you know, a different movie with the same plot but different actors, you know. So this is what you want to do, is get rid of this baggage so you can move on for your spiritual mission here. Until you get rid of your baggage, you're not going to be able to move forward, and you're not going to be able to ascend, because your spirit will not be able to come into the densities of love, because it will not come into emotions. Your spirit is not in judgment. This is very important to realize, that you cannot have a physical ascension with emotional traumas and baggage. So this is why this healing is so important to do. This is what Jesus was doing here on this planet 2,000 years ago with people, educating them and talking to them about their emotions. This is why the Bible talks about sin of your ancestors and the sin that you're carrying with you. It's the emotional baggage that is keeping you recycling these traumas. Remember, your body is made up of these dense energies. And remember, you're just a walking history of the thoughts of your ancestors. So you need to release these at this time in your life if you choose to do the ascension. It's up to you. You know, how much do you love your body to have it graduate at the end of this 2,000-year cycle? You know, you don't have to ascend. Your spirit will leave anyway and go where it needs to go to. But your body is desperately hoping that you get the clue and understand the ascension process so that it can come into your body more fully. And no one else can do the work but you. You can't ride in the ascension process on the coattails of someone else. If that would have been true, you would have ascended 2,000 years ago, and so would the earth. So this is why it was held back, because the people were just too dense. There's too much negativity here, maybe not being their fault, but still they weren't in their body enough to carry out the ascension process. And for whatever reason is there, it doesn't make any difference. You must be in your body for the ascension. This is why I'm here, to help everyone. So that's kind of it in a nutshell. So Sylvia, I'll turn it over to you.
So along those lines of what you were just talking about, there's a wonderful opportunity for anyone who's interested in preparing for ascension. 2 weeks from today, there is Ascension Preparation and Creation Lightship Healing conference call on August 18th from 1 p.m. Pacific, to 5. And maybe you can talk a little bit about that, Ron, for people so they understand all the wonderful things that they can do with that.
Oh, yeah. This is probably one of the most wonderful things that I do. We do lightship healings. We're on the lightship for 4 hours, and we're there physically. We're not there like in our astral body or spirit body, although we're there in our spirit body naturally because we have to be in our body to have healings. So your physical body is transported out of time. So if you're new to the program, you may wonder, gee, how does that work? Or, you know, that might sound scary to me. Well, basically, we all know that we're a vibration. And so what is a vibration? It's a frequency. And in a frequency, you're being turned off and on and off and on continuously. So we know that we're here when we're turned on. But when we're not here, you know, where are you? You know, so your body, basically, when you're not here, it's dematerialized. And then each time the vibration from the source energy connects to you, you get turned on over again. And so what happens is when you're not here, the light ship then transports you in their time frame. Remember, all dimensions have physicality. And so they create a physical location for us on the light ship. And we're there physically walking around when we're not here, and they can change time. And so at that point, we go into different rooms on the light ship, many, many rooms, and they do ascension healings on us, bring in special energies. A really nice one is when they change our blood into a different frequency. They bring in amber blood to us, and our whole body gets energized. The last hour of the show, we do water charging, so you have 7 gallons of water that you have with you in your room. And the last hour, we charge up each bottle separately. And then you drink the first bottle on Sunday, the second bottle on Monday afterwards. And it has special light codes to help you integrate more of this light frequency into your body for ascension and to help you out on these high spiritual energies. And so we go into many, many rooms for the first 3 hours of time. We're in many rooms at one time. So we go through probably, I would say, maybe 30 rooms on the light ship with different light being doctors working with us. It's an experience that you're probably never going to forget once you have this here. If you're a seer and you can see the light beings, then that just blows your socks off. And then you know that this is real and that they're here to help us. This is how this light being got on your monitor screen if you have it in front of you. One of the seers that we had on the program was an artist, and She created this light being in real time as she watched her and this light being posed to her on the creation light ship. So basically, it's a wonderful experience. Some people, when I talk to them, they go, God, 4 hours on a conference line call? Well, the time goes by so fast, it feels like about 20 minutes to a half an hour. And believe me, when I get down with the 4 hours, the people are yearning for me to be on longer. So we sometimes actually go overtime because they don't want to lose this experience. They're in such awe. And your body gets so relaxed that you're actually, you know, like I kind of jokingly say, you're rubbing elbows with the divine. And you're up there with the masters and the saints and the angels and other light beings that are created to do this ascension work for us. If you don't know about the creation light ship, some people don't know about it, have never heard about it. But if you lived the time 2,000 years ago and you saw Jesus, you would definitely know about this light ship because it was here doing the healings that he was doing here. So, unfortunately, that was 2,000 years ago. So if you just take the Bible and you take the word Father out, which is what we sort of relate to now in the Bible, and you put in creation light ship, then everything will fall into place for you. So the light ship is here to do the ascension process. It's not done by the Galactic Federation. The creation light ship created you and the Galactic Federation, all conscious beings, the whole universe. And every 2,000 years, the energy changes to get rid of the darkness. So the light can reclaim its spiritual identity, and then everything gets started over again, and you're at free choice to decide where you want to go to. So it's your choice now if you want to bring your body with you or not. But the four-hour ascension process is very nice. It starts at 1 o'clock Pacific Standard Time. And so if you want to do this, you want to get on about 15 minutes early, give me a call, give me an email. Either way, we'll work fine to just send me a check in the mail, and I can give you the conference call phone number with the PIN number, and you're all ready to go. And just get your water ready for water charge. And the water tastes different, you know, each day. We have a lot of comments previously on the fast chat about how wonderful the water is. So just it's an experience, like I said, you're never going to forget. It's the divine working with you that created you. So that's probably about all that I can say there. Do you have anything to add, Sylvia?
Oh, just I guess that I'll mention also that while you're on the ship, you're also here still physically. And at the same time that the work is being done on the light ship, Ron is also bringing in divine energies to you, like Saint Germain, Archangel Michael, Saint Bernadette, Mother Mary, and all these divine energies, crystal healing energies, and so forth. And so it's just it's the most incredible experience to feel those energies and be surrounded in that complete environment of divine love and light for that length of time. And remember that the time that you're on the ship is much longer than the time here, because they can stretch time or do whatever they need to do to work with you for your healing. So if you can at all possibly get on that call, it's a very sacred and wonderful healing experience that you will cherish, I'm sure, for the rest of your life. So I guess that's pretty much all I have to say about that for now. And I don't know if we have more time to get into anything else tonight or if this is going to wrap us up. I guess that's your call, Ron.
Okay, I'll just talk just a little bit more. Then we'll bring in another energy into the light beam here. So,
wonderful.
On the four-hour call, you can move around if you like. There's people who can read books. You can be on your computer. You can be washing dishes. That's kind of your choice. The work will get done anyway, so you're not really, you know, tied to a chair where you're sitting down or laying down on a bed continuously. But if you want to experience it more, you can, you know, be still and just enjoy the process, but it's not necessary to be in one location. What I will say, too, we have conference calls that are Monday and Friday that are 1 hour in length where the light ship works with you. Again, you're transported physically there, and you're still here, too, at the same time. And, you know, it's 5:30 Pacific Standard Time, and those charges are only $20 for 1 hour light ship healing. So that's what we do during the week here. And the special four-hour call is once a month. So what we're going to do now is bring in some of the source energy. We brought in three energies last week here. So we'll just use this beautiful light beam to bring in creation energy. And there are 12 source energies that are from creation that create everything. So the last show we brought in, the first three. And tonight we're going to bring in number four. So just sit back and relax, and we're going to have number four come in so we can experience that. So here it comes. So I'll use the word stronger to command the energy down here. So here it comes. So stronger, 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 stronger. Wow, very strong. Stronger, stronger, stronger. This feels like true divine compassion. Stronger, 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 stronger. Stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay, just sit back and relax. Stay in your heart center, because the light ship only works heart to heart. You feel the beautiful energy coming into you right now. at another divine energy here. This is the energy of creation itself. One of our questions is, who or what created the creation light ship? So I'll just give you a brief explanation of this here. As far as I can perceive it from the light ship, initially there was one energy, and this energy then divided itself in half because it needed a way to show itself, to have a reflection of itself. And the light ship never created darkness. So people think that you have to have darkness to resonate light, and that's just a mindset that we have here. The light ship never created darkness. It was strictly love energy. So this love energy from the first source energy that divided itself in half, then divided itself from the half into 12 additional energies. And these energies took on different attributes, which is what we're bringing in tonight, of itself. But each one is just as powerful as the next, although they decided to take on different attributes of the divine so that they can have their own individual expression upon creation. And then the 12 energies also split in half, making 24. But we'll just stick with the 12 energies, okay? The 12 energies then created the creation light ship. And this, in a sense, is the manufacturing plan, if you would, using our terminology, for the whole universe. Every spiritual blueprint ever conceived, whether it was created or not, in the universe is on the creation light ship. So they know everything that was created in the light. It's all there. And then they're in charge of the universal ship that we're going through right now, changing cosmic energies. And so this is what you might want to call source energy. This is why I said if you go to the Bible and take the word Father out and maybe God out of the Bible and put in creation light ship, then it will make more sense to you. And so this is what is here to help us now. It does become physical to us, since we're physical beings, to do healing work. On the light ship, there are creative beings there that have been created at this particular time. They're taking on their physical expression, their physical body expression, in, we'll say, 3D reality as we know it, so that we can physically see them on the light ship. There are many energies there that we cannot see, but when we go up there, they allow us to see colored rays, crystals, dolphins, whales, light beings like ourselves, tall ones, short ones. There's flowers that do healings. There's just many, 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 many things that are there to help us for the ascension process. And after the universal shift, after the whole universe is dematerialized and there's nothing created, then the light ship will put back its creative energy into all of its life forms that it created, which is including your spirit. And then from there, you have free choice to where you wish to go to for your next incarnation. And if, for instance, like this planet here, the Earth spirit is not going to be associated with this planet that we're living on. It's going to eighth-dimensional reality. And it already has created its spiritual blueprint, which will be activated after the universal shift, where this Earth spirit is going to reside. Now, the Earth that we're living on right now may or may not be recreated. It depends if a spirit is willing to take the spiritual blueprint of the Earth when everything is dematerialized and nothing exists in the universe and rematerializes it. And it could also be used by, 100 different spirits at the same time. That blueprint is available. Much like buying, a Chevy truck, they can all look the same. And so if it's the same exact model with all the different accessories. So it could go to other dimensions, other parts of the universe too, in the form that we have right now. But the Earth spirit, because it wants to be more fully out of duality, it's been here, done that, is choosing to take another life form that it's already created in what we call eighth-dimensional reality. And so you, yourself, your physical body, your full consciousness, if you choose to leave and go with the Earth spirit, which is what you resonate to, because remember, we're here sitting here listening to my program, but your body is made of the love energy of the Earth spirit. So if you wish to be with this Earth spirit again, then you're going to want to get fully into your body with your own divine spirit to allow this jump in consciousness, okay? So it's up to you to do this. But if you choose not to take your body with you, then that's okay too. It'll be much like the same process of the normal dying process here. The body won't exist any longer. And, you know, your body's probably going, oh, my God, I hope they get these words, you know, because I want to live longer. It can have eternal, immortal life. It's up to you to do this. But, you know, if you choose to allow your body to die like it normally does and let your body down, then your spirit will go on like it always would, but it won't be tied here to this earth plane any longer. And so it'll be able to transcend and go wherever it chooses to go to. And it could go back to one of these earth realities or the same earth that is materialized over again. There's no way to know what's going to happen until after the universal shift. But I do feel like there are spirits that are going to take on this same blueprint because it is available for the creative beings who are spirits who are willing to take on the obligation of being a earth spirit or a planetary spirit. So what we're going to do now is, that's probably enough for that, I guess. It'll give you some kind of insight. So we're going to bring in another creative source, energy. And this one here is energy number 5. So again, just sit back and relax. Like we say, there's nothing for you to do. It's just the divine working through you, through your heart center. Like I said, the earth spirit is going to help you with this process too a little bit here. So remember, your body needs healing. So let this energy number 5 come into you. And we'll put some music on. We're going to increase it here. So here it comes. So stronger, 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 stronger. Oh, this feels very nice. Stronger, 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 and stronger. Wonderful. Okay. So sit back and relax and allow the source energy number 5 to come into you and do some healing work. And you're very blessed, and it just loves you. Remember, you're a part of this energy. So you may actually recognize some of these vibrations as they come into you. that's number five. So if you want to go on Fast Chat, I'd like all of you to do that if you can, and just go underneath the beautiful light beam photograph and just go on BBS Fast Chat. And Nima put a picture of what I was talking about that'll be on my new website here. So just go up. You see the blue picture, of course, is blue picture, which is Nima. And just click on it here, and you will see this beautiful information here. And it's just wonderful. And it will describe to you a little bit about what we've been talking about here. So we'll bring in one more divine energy before we sign off here. This will be energy number six. This is one of the creative source energies from the main one. So here we go. Stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay, so we're now going to just kind of sit back again and relax and allow this beautiful energy to flow through you. And then we'll be coming, closing the show off here after this particular song here. And request your healings. Evening tonight, and we thank Don for allowing us to run over here. So thank you very much, Don. And we have some comments here. People loved it too. So we'll be signing off here. So hope you all enjoyed the show tonight. And so blessings to all of you.
Blessings to all, and we'll see you on Monday night at 4 p.m. Pacific time. Until then, be well and stay in your heart center. Night.